our Reach Next Generation podcast. I'm Grace Jeffries, and I'm thinking about my future. To help me with this, I'm speaking with successful women to get an understanding of the challenges they've faced throughout their careers, how they overcome them, and what tips they have for girls of my age. Today my guest is Natisha Chatton, who is an automotive video content creator and runs Auto Social UK. So thanks for joining me today, Natisha. Can we start by you telling us all how your career took you to the role you have today?
Sure, absolutely. So I started off my job in automotive about 5 years ago. Before that, I used to make coffee at Costa. So I joined a dealership as a social media executive. And that is where I found out that I really enjoyed being behind the camera. So they asked me to do some short videos, to do some Facebook Lives. And I really, really enjoyed it and I loved that job. However, unfortunately, the dealership actually ceased to trade and it went under. And then that left me needing to find a new job, which was a little bit scary.
Yeah.
So I decided that I was going to try hand at sales. So I got in contact with my local Volkswagen dealership because that's a brand that I have always loved. And see if they had any positions, which they did. So I moved over and I had a go at sales for a little while. But I did love the job and I loved the people, but I didn't like sales. I didn't enjoy it and it didn't make me happy. So at that point, I wanted to see if I could find something that would make me happy. And that's when I started Auto Social UK and I started to review new cars. And for a while, I did that alongside a couple of full-time jobs, working in a dealership just as an assistant, and then also, most recently, also being a photographer for a dealership as well. Yeah. But since I've been building Auto Social UK, that's taking over more and more, and then hopefully in the next few months, that will be completely full-time for me.
Well, when you were at school, did you know what you wanted to do or be, or did that happen maybe more later in life?
I definitely didn't know what I wanted to do at school. I always knew that I liked technology and I liked the media. I also liked photography as well. That was something I was really interested in. But I certainly didn't know that I had a passion in cars at a young age. I've had a few other jobs. I worked in a clothes shop. I worked in a coffee shop for a long time. So cars only came to me later on in life. Around when I was about 25, that's when I realised that I really enjoyed cars and enjoyed car content. And it's grown from there. So I definitely didn't know what I wanted to do at school. My career has taken me a few different paths.
So, did you go to university and how important do you think it actually is to go to university?
I didn't go to university. I think university is good for some people, but it has to suit their personalities. And for me personally, I am not very good at studying. I find it really difficult. I do wonder sometimes with moving on in my life and different experiences I've had, I've realised that since I've been younger, I'm actually quite a lot more dyslexic than I knew I was in school. And that was always something for me that I found really difficult. So I find it difficult studying, having concentration, and I'm better doing things. So I very, very nearly went to university, and I would encourage everybody, if that's something that they think they'd be good at, then they should definitely try to go to university. But for me personally, I'm better doing things. So I found it better getting experience and working my way up.
So I know that obviously we've all been hit by COVID, with things just beginning to feel normal again. But how have you had to deal with the COVID-19 issues, both personally and professionally?
Well, I know it's affected people in different ways, and obviously my condolences go out to everybody that it's hit in a negative way, but personally it actually affected me in a positive way, because for the first time in my career since I started work when I was 16, 17, I finally had a break to think about what I really wanted to do. So I didn't continue to work. I had a job at the time, a full-time job, but I didn't continue to work through the pandemic because we were closed. So this gave me an opportunity to sit back and think, well, what do I really want to do? What makes me happy? And that's when I focused a little bit more on building my YouTube channel and creating kind of all of the nice banners and artwork that I wanted for the channel. And I came out of COVID with a new focus of what I wanted to do. So it actually affected me positively. Of course, it then became difficult sometimes being able to get hold of cars because a lot of dealerships weren't open. But it did help me sit back and have a chance to think about what I really wanted to do.
Of course. So I have to ask, what first got you interested in cars?
It's a bit difficult. It's hard to put my finger on what it is. I think down inside, I've always had an interest in cars. But in college, I had some friends that really liked modifying cars. And they helped me kind of pick out my first car and helped me do some things to that car and brought me into the car world. But other than that, I don't really know because my parents aren't into cars. It's just something that I've kind of grown an interest in on my own.
Well, the world is changing so much and so quickly. But what do you think Work for Women might look like maybe in 10 years' time? Or what do you hope Work for Women might look like?
Well, I hope for women that they'll be able to do any job they want to do and not feel discriminated in any way. Of course, I think there's a really low percentage of women that actually work in the automotive industry. And a lot of women still feel a little bit nervous to even come into car dealerships or to kind of go to workshops to have their cars fixed because they feel that they're kind of it's a male dominated industry. So I really hope in kind of 10 years more women come into the industry and more women feel safer in the industry as well and feel kind of more secure that their needs will be dealt with exactly the same as everyone else's.
Of course. So doing what you do must be quite stressful sometimes and must be definitely very busy. So do you have any hobbies that really help you to relax outside of work?
Oh, that's a difficult one because what I did started as a hobby and it's still things that I love. So editing, I love editing. But I would mainly say probably listening to music. So when I'm editing, I like to listen to relaxing music, sort of relaxing indie music or what they call coffee shop music. That's kind of my pick of music that I use to chill out. Just all the usual things, like I like watching documentaries on Netflix. Like going for nice walks and getting away at the weekends. But it's nice because one of my main hobbies is now my job, so that's nice.
So throughout your career, have you had any mentors or have there been anyone you particularly admire?
There have been some amazing people who have always encouraged me to do my very best that I can. I've had my mentor when I was at Volkswagen, my manager there, Sam. He was brilliant. He calmed my nerves and sort of helped me to be able to use my own skills the best to my ability. And that necessarily I don't need to sell cars the same way that everyone else in the dealership is selling cars. I need to find my own way. But there's been lots of powerful women in the industry as well. Now I'm connected with quite a few women who do what I do, so do presenting, and I've been really inspired by them. There's a lady called Nicola Hume. She's another automotive presenter, and she's fantastic.
So there is a lot of talk about pay equality generally, but how well do you think women are catching up with men's salaries and getting those top jobs, especially in motor journalism?
It's definitely much better, but I think there's always a fine line between there being equality and people wanting to look good. That's sometimes a little bit difficult because it's interesting. Sometimes people will want to hire women because they think it may look good on them for helping balance out the kind of the gender gap. I think there's still a lot that needs to be done to for women's wages to definitely catch up with men, especially in the automotive. But I think all women that I've met in the automotive industry are very strong and very passionate, and they will strive to make sure that they get what they deserve.
Of course. So throughout your career, again, you must have gathered loads of tips that would help girls when they start to think about their own careers. Can you share some?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of my main tips is try not to put too much pressure on yourself. It's very difficult because in no way, shape or form, if I was looking at myself 15 years ago, this is not what I picture myself doing, but that's okay. And necessarily the goals that I had for myself 10, 15 years ago, I haven't quite hit yet. Things like wanting to buy my own house and things like that. But it's very, very difficult. And the best thing to do is try not to put pressure on yourself and just try to have a breather. And also a big thing that I always say is always say yes to opportunities. Even if you don't necessarily think that opportunity links directly to what you want to do, as long as obviously it's a positive opportunity, make sure you say yes, because it's always the opportunities you didn't take that you regret.
Yeah. So I have to know, which are the most favourite cars you have driven?
Oh, okay. So I would definitely say one of my standout favourites is the new Audi e-tron, which is the electric car. And I really, really liked that car. And I wasn't expecting to either, because they have it's the same car as a Porsche Taycan, which I'd really, really loved. And I expected that the Audi just wouldn't wow me as much. But it really blew me away, and it was a real fantastic car.
What do you look for when you're testing cars?
I try to look at things that I personally think regular people would look for. I think a lot of the time car reviewers can be quite detached from what real life people are looking for. Yeah. I try not to overwhelm people by facts and figures. I don't really think many people understand what brake horsepower means and what torque means. So I try to kind of convey, well, is the car powerful enough, or is the car big enough for families? And practical things that I think people need to know in real life.
Yeah. Well, finally, obviously you test cars and that must be very enjoyable, and editing, which I know you like, but do you have a most favourable or most interesting part of your day to day?
Oh, okay. I think it's just meeting different people and building a community. That's something that I've been really lucky with YouTube. A lot of people that subscribe also comment as well. And that way you get to know people and you start to see the same names popping up. And it's really exciting to learn more about those people and build a community. And kind of have conversations with real people. That's my favourite thing.
Yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed chatting with you today, Natisha. Thank you so much. And I'm sure everyone listening will now be thinking about some of the choices they're about to make in their own careers. So keep listening to the Reach Next Generation podcasts as I talk to many more brilliant women. More information about us is at reachnextgeneration.com. And thank you to Levi Strauss, Ideal Standard, Sage PLC and Haynes Watts for their fantastic support.